1 Kings chapter 16. Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, Since I raised you up from the dust, and made you a prince over my people Israel, yet you walked in the way of Jeroboam and caused my people Israel to sin, so provoking me to anger with their sins, I am now about to eject Baasha and his house and make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Dogs will eat whoever of Baasha's house dies in the city, and the birds of the sky will eat whoever of his house dies in the field. And the rest of the affairs of Baasha and what he did and his bravery, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Baasha lay with his fathers, and he was buried in Tirzah, and Elah his son reigned in his place. So the word of the Lord, through the intermediacy of Jehu the son of Hanani the prophet, duly came about against Baasha, and against his house, both for all the evil which he did in the sight of the Lord, in provoking him to anger, in the undertakings of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he struck that house down. In the 26th year of Asa, king of Judah, Elah the son of Baasha became king over Israel in Tirzah for 2 years. And his servant Zimri, commander of half of his chariot fleet, conspired against him when he was in Tirzah drinking himself drunk in the house of Arzah, who was in charge of the house in Tirzah. And Zimri came and struck him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and he reigned in his place. And it came to pass, when he started to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he struck the whole house of Baasha down. He did not leave him anyone who urinates against a wall, neither his kinsmen redeemers nor his entourage. So Zimri eliminated the whole house of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Baasha through the intermediacy of Jehu the prophet, for all the sins of Baasha and the sins of Elah his son, which they committed, and because they caused Israel to sin, by provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. And the rest of the affairs of Elah, and everything he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, Zimri reigned for 7 days in Tirzah, and the people encamped against Gibbethon, which the Philistines had held. And the people who were encamped heard reports, saying, Zimri has conspired and even struck the king down. And all Israel made Omri, who was an army commander, king of Israel, on that day in the encampment. Then Omri and all Israel with him went up from Gibbethon, and they besieged Tirzah. And it came to pass, when Zimri saw that the city had been captured, that he went to the palace of the king's house and burned the king's house down with fire on top of himself, and he died for his sin which he committed by doing evil in the sight of the Lord, by walking in the way of Jeroboam and in his sin, which he committed by causing Israel to sin. And the rest of the affairs of Zimri, and his conspiracy which he made, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then the people of Israel were divided in two. Half of the people were in favour of making Tibni, the son of Ginath, king, and half were in favour of Omri. And the people who were in favour of Omri prevailed over the people who were in favour of Tibni, the son of Ginath, and Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, Omri became king over Israel for 12 years. He reigned for 6 years in Tirzah. And he purchased Mount Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver, and he built on the mountain, and he called the city which he had built after Shemer, the lord of Mount Samaria. And Omri did evil in the Lord's sight, and he was worse than all those who were before him. And he walked in every way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and in his sins with which he caused Israel to sin, by provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their idols. And the rest of the exploits of Omri, which he undertook, and his brave acts which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And Omri lay with his fathers, and he was buried in Samaria, and Ahab his son reigned in his place. and Ahab the son of Omri became king over Israel in the 38th year of Asa king of Judah. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria for 22 years. And Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord more than everyone who was before him. For it really was insufficient for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and he took as his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and he went his way and served Baal, and he worshipped him. And he set up an altar to Baal in the house of Baal, which he built in Samaria. And Ahab made the phallic park, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days, Hiel, a Beth-Elite, built Jericho. He founded it at the cost of Abiram his firstborn, and he set up its gates at the cost of Segub his younger son, according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken through the intermediacy of Joshua the son of Nun.